Life Audio.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Dad's plea for son with autism who hasn't one friend goes viral and birthday wishes pour in. Written by Heather Riggleman. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. A dad's heartfelt birthday wishes for his son is the most beautiful story you will find, and this one is taking over the internet. A dad's plea for his son with autism who hasn't had one friend goes viral and the birthday wishes pour in. As a mom who has one child on the autism spectrum, this story reminds me of how beautiful humanity can be. Having a child on the spectrum adds an additional learning curve to parenting. God created them to see the world through a different lens. And parents with kids on the spectrum know just how beautiful and brutal it can be because they aren't kids who fit into society's typical mold. It simply means that we as parents, friends, strangers, caregivers, neighbors, and teachers need to find different ways to create a supportive community, because every individual with autism is uniquely different. Daniel Harrison, who has autism, recently wrote down two wishes, and one of them came true thanks to his father. Kevin Harrison, Daniel's father, shared that because of his son's autism, Daniel typically prefers to play alone. In fact, throughout his entire childhood, Daniel never once asked to go play with friends. But this year, Daniel made a special birthday wish. The request floored and shocked his father, Kevin, because Daniel's birthday wishes were to learn how to drive and to make a few friends. Kevin often shares updates about Daniel on social media. Yet, after he learned of his son's birthday wishes, he wanted to make Daniel's birthday just a little sweeter. On social media, he wrote, "Daniel's my son, profoundly autistic. He hasn't one friend. It's his birthday today." He humbly asks others to chime in and wish his son a happy birthday. Little did Kevin realize this simple request of kindness would go viral with more than 17,000 likes and a whole heap of heartfelt birthday wishes. In fact, Daniel received thousands of heartfelt birthday wishes. Among the kind outpouring of birthday wishes, Kevin was surprised when celebrities like Russell Crowe, Sharon Stone, and Ariel Winter took a moment to say happy birthday too. The majority of the birthday wishes came from other parents of children on the spectrum. Shaletta Brundridge, a mom of Minnesota, posted, "He's got four friends in Minnesota and one with autism whose name is Daniel too." Another dad who saw the tweet posted a photo with his son and this caption, "Hey Daniel, this is my son Jacob, also autistic, on his birthday last month. I'm sure he would love to be your friend if you met, provided you don't mind hearing a whole lot about superheroes. Hope you had a wonderful day." As the comments, photos, and birthday wishes continued to pour in, Kevin reflected why there was such an overwhelming response to such a simple request. Kevin realized, people want to be loved, don't they? People want to be liked. It's a universal feeling, he said. I couldn't agree more. We were created to love and be loved. This story proves we are never alone, and it doesn't take much to show a little compassion and kindness to others. It goes to show, no matter how uniquely different we are never alone. Kevin said that Daniel has learned how to drive via Mario Kart on Nintendo, and he wanted to remind us all, don't ever feel like you're alone, because I felt like that, and I know other families will. You're not alone. Just simply that, people do love you. Little children, let us not love in word or talk, but in deed and in truth. 1 John 3:18. Bride in a wheelchair makes groom's jaw drop when she walks down the aisle. Written and read by Alyssa Forsberg. One bride in a wheelchair wowed her groom when she walked down the aisle to him to say their vows. 29-year-old Chelsea Hill recently married 34-year-old Jay Bloomfield in a wedding ceremony of her dreams. and she was able to pull off a surprise for her soon-to-be husband by getting out of her wheelchair and walking down the aisle to him. "As soon as I saw Jay, his jaw dropped," shared Chelsea. "He was just in shock that I was walking because he had no idea." Chelsea is paralyzed from the waist down after getting in a car accident in 2010, but it was always a dream of hers to be able to walk down the aisle on her wedding day, and she was able to do that with leg braces and a walker. "I want to stress that there's nothing wrong with sitting down in your chair," said Chelsea, "but for me growing up, I always imagined myself walking down the aisle." In a post on Instagram, Chelsea shared some of her wedding vows that touched on that special moment. "My whole life, I had imagined standing eye to eye with my husband on my wedding day. After my accident, I wasn't sure if I would ever find someone who truly loved all of me," she wrote. She continued with a sweet message to her groom. "You have accepted me fully, honored me, and adored all parts of me. For this moment today, I wanted to do something I had always dreamed of. Stand eye to eye with you as we promise our lives to each other." What a touching moment, and how wonderful it is to see Chelsea and Jay promise themselves to each other in this beautiful ceremony. May God always bless their union.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Often we believe our questions mean we don't have faith, but I believe Jesus loves our questions. Our questions are windows into heaven. I'm Caden Fabrizio, and on the Questions with Caden podcast, we ask and answer one question per episode as relevantly and biblically as possible. Questions about fear, anxiety, depression, addiction, and so much more. Don't worry, your questions, they're not going to scare Jesus. So ask away. Listen and subscribe now at lifeaudio.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.